This is the Composer's Datebook for February 28th. I'm John Burge. These days, fallen American soldiers are often honored in silence as their photos, names, ages, and hometowns are flashed on the TV screen during news programs. During World War I, the French composer Maurice Ravel served as an ambulance driver and saw many soldiers die. He wanted to honor some of his fallen comrades, namely Jean Croupy, Jean Dreyfus, the brothers Pierre and Pascal Gaudin, who were both killed by the same German artillery shell, Lieutenant Jacques Charlot and Gabriel Deluc, and Captain Joseph de Marliave. Being a composer, Ravel chose music rather than silence to honor his war dead and wrote a suite of piano pieces he titled Le Tombeau de Couperin, a joint tribute to his fallen comrades and a famous 18th century French composer. The resulting suite was premiered in 1919 by the great French pianist Marguerite Long, who was also Captain Marliave's widow. That same year, Ravel orchestrated four movements of his suite, and this orchestral version of Le Tombeau received its first performance in Paris on today's date in 1920. When criticized for composing a somewhat light-hearted, albeit reflective work, rather than a somber one more appropriate for such a somber topic, Ravel replied, "The dead are sad enough in their eternal silence." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.